Let's go now to Seattle, where the police chief is stepping down. Carmen Best made the announcement last night after the city council voted for significant cuts to the police department and a reduction of the chief's pay. Over the last few weeks, Best and the department have been criticized for handling of protests in the city. And joining us with the latest now is Chris Daniels, chief reporter at King 5 in Seattle. And Chris, these initial cuts are actually less than the 50% reduction that was initially on the table. Are they still the big reason that Chief Best says she's leaving the department?
Well, yes, Tanya, good to talk with you again. To your question, it ended up only being about 2% of the overall police budget when so many protesters and activists had asked for 50% of the budget cut. But it appears for Best, the tipping point for her was an amendment that kind of came out of nowhere last week in the final negotiations in the budget committee. To cut her pay by 40%, a six-figure cut. And apparently over the weekend, she said, that's it, I'm done. And there had also been protests outside her house, which had flared up in nearby Snohomish County. And a combination of those things, she just felt like it was time. Her quote late yesterday was, it's time. And apparently that cut that was proposed, although it was not approved yesterday, it was there was a much smaller cut approved, but the idea that it was done without any sort of discussion, without any sort of questioning, without having her in front of the council, I think is the reason why she ultimately decided this was the move.
Yeah, and so she's been on the force for about 30 years now. She's the first Black woman to hold this position in Seattle. Mayor Jenny Durkan has said she hopes this move will kind of change the department's fractured relationship with the city council. But there's been lots of criticism, as you kind of alluded to, for what some have said was the department's excessive use of force against protesters after the death of George Floyd and those autonomous zones there. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, I mean, the date was May 30th when the protests really started in downtown Seattle. And in those weeks that followed, there was the creation of the CHAZ or the CHOP, the Autonomous Zone, as it's been called. And there has been a lot of national attention on that. But also tied up in that was the city and the police force backed off after several nights of confrontations between the police department and protesters outside the city's East Precinct. And there was a use of tear gas and pepper spray and blast balls. And it continued even after Best had said in a infamous Friday press conference that the city was going to ban the use of tear gas in any sort of demonstrations, and then 2 days later used it. And that left a credibility gap for her. There were definitely increasing criticism of the police chief, but it appeared she had weathered the storm through all of this, and she had been out in the forefront saying she was willing to talk about police reform and a re-envisioning and had come up with millions of dollars in cuts for 2021 along with the mayor. And then through these final negotiations, it appears and the approval that the city council yesterday, that is why she is stepping down now. And she's 55 years old. She still had years ready to go on the force, but apparently she has had enough in the negotiations with the city council.
With the 30 seconds I have with you, what's next? Who will take over?
The deputy chief, Adrian Diaz, has been already appointed by the mayor, Jenny Durkan, to take over in September. Essentially, Chief Best is giving her 2 weeks notice, and there are going to be all sorts of questions about what this means for further cuts in the police department and also compliance with the consent decree. There is a federal case still over the top of the Seattle Police Department. So lots of questions.
Chris Daniels is chief reporter at King 5 in Seattle. Chris, thank you.
Thanks, Tanya.